Always remember, your focus determines your reality. George Lucas. Hello everybody and a warm welcome to Red Wine Rambles. My name is Cora Lijo and today's podcast is about flies and bees. Do you ever experience a situation where, regardless of how your day started or how it has been going so far, there's this one moment that catches you completely off guard, just drains you of energy and makes you lose it completely, or after that everything just goes downhill from there? If you just answered something like, "No, not really," then picture me bowing down in front of you right now, because I can only congratulate you on living Yoda style. You know, being an au pair, you face so many challenges every day, and being able to say that your host kids never drive you nuts, or you never roll your eyes internally while one of your host parents, you know, hands you your next week's schedule, well, then that makes you a really wise and generally happy person. But if you answered something with, "Oh yes," or "every damn day," then picture me shaking your hand and congratulating you as well. You're about to hear a little story that can change your attitude in a minute. It'll probably make you laugh a little or make you say something like, "Well, shit," or "No way, I'm going to keep up the way I've been doing things so far." Then let's get started on this little story. There are two types of people in this world, flies and bees. And when I heard this story for the very first time, I was like, what is this going to be about? I couldn't picture it. But you've probably observed at least once a fly that was trapped inside your room and was trying to get outside again, and would just keep flying against this window with a bzzz, bzzz, all the time. You know, the same spot, over and over again, not a different result at all. And then eventually the fly would just, you know, die and end up on your windowsill. But then we have the bees. You know, if it's summer and there's a bee entrapped inside your room for some reason, but instead of flying against the same spot over and over again, this bee moves around the window and along the frame, and it just tries to find this one tiny spot where it can escape and get back to the flowers. And now think about this. How many dead flies did you have to clean off your windowsills so far? And how many dead bees did you have to clean off your windowsills? Now I'd like you to picture something. Picture a big, big field of flowers surrounded by trees, you know, several flowers. Everything you can think of. Daisies, tulips, sunflowers, peonies, lilies. You know, and then picture a fly. This fly is flying across this beautiful, beautiful and fantastic smelling field of flowers. But what do you think the fly finds to land on? Exactly. The small pile of poop that a bunny or a deer or whatever animal left behind, but it still finds this pile of poop. Surrounded by all these flowers, it finds the poop. And the next thing I'd like you to do is picture a city. It doesn't have to be a big city, just streets, houses, not that many trees, even a lot of people and dogs. And then there's this bee. Somehow it's accidentally made its way into the city from the park, maybe, and surrounded by all this noise, all this dirt and garbage and the dogs and all the people walking by, the cars passing the bee, this bee still manages to find this tiny little daisy. You know, maybe even in a dark alley, there's still this one tiny daisy. And the bee decides to land on this daisy. Now, what is this all about? Maybe you found yourself thinking, "Oh, I totally get this. It's about me." Maybe you didn't, so let me give you a little hint and a little explanation. In life, we have so many things where it's up to us what we focus on. Let me give you a little example. So right before my 18th birthday, I was at PE and we had soccer. Right after the beginning, I fell and tripped and I ruptured my ligaments right on my ankle. So that meant I had to go to the emergency room and I just couldn't walk anymore. It was just like a small thing, 6 weeks and it was done. But it was one day right before my 18th birthday. And in Germany, you're allowed to drive by yourself when you're 18. Probably the same in most countries. So I was super excited about the day after that I was just able to take my dad's car and just drive to school and, you know, just do all the things I wanted to do without having to ask my parents if they would accompany me so I could drive. It took me about 6 weeks to have my foot heal, and until I was able to drive again, and I actually found the confidence to drive as well and be careful and safe, you know. When I did, I still remember driving to my best friend's house. I was super excited about it, but I was paying a lot of attention to everything happening around me. I was really careful and driving really safely, which I probably, and I know myself, I wouldn't have done that if I had just been able to, you know, turn 18 and I can just go and just not care because no one is supervising me and I don't need supervision. And that probably would have ended badly. At least it could have. And as soon as I stopped the car, because I arrived at my best friend's house, I was looking back at the past 6 weeks and I finally found the good thing coming from it. I had to slow down everything. I had to be super careful, or I didn't have to be, but I wanted to be. And I was just super grateful for this little accident in that moment, although it caused me some pain. And another thing was, 2 days after that accident, I had my birthday party. I asked my mom if she could plan it because I always wanted a surprise party. But you know, when you want a surprise party, it's tough to actually get a surprise party because you already want the surprise. She was like, yes, all right, I'm gonna plan you this party and invite all your friends and decide on the location and everything, but we're gonna make this a theme party. But you're just not gonna know about the theme until the very day. So that's going to be your surprise. And I was like, yes, that's fine. It was a hospital-themed model party. I was really into Grey's Anatomy and this German hospital show called Doctor's Diary. And that's why my mom asked everybody to dress up as doctors or nurses and or patients even. So another good thing coming from this accident was that I had the crutches and I was a very authentic patient. So I guess I had the most authentic costume at my very own party. So now I'm asking you, whenever you encounter a challenging situation that you maybe even label as a problem or problematic, and you just keep talking about it to other people, think about what you could have done better maybe, or you constantly think about what you could have done to avoid this situation, you just keep focusing all your energy and your thoughts on this already in the past situation instead of just moving on. In this exact moment, you are focusing on the pile of poop, and it doesn't matter how big or small it is, it still stings. It's poop. And I know sometimes as an au pair, even literally, I know. So what can you do to train yourself to do better every time you encounter a challenging situation like that? I'm going to let you in on my little secret and tell you 3 things that I've started doing when I realized how often I was actually focusing on the piles of poop in my life. 1. Notice that it drains you talking or even thinking about it, that this thing happening to you is a pile of poop. And then, 2. You should start calling it a challenge or a challenging situation. It is so important what words we use to express ourselves in life. problem, for example, is such a big word, and most of the times we didn't master our problems, so we automatically associate problem or a problematic situation with failing anyway, so we don't even bother actually trying to solve it. Whereas when you call it a challenge or a challenging situation, it triggers our competitiveness and we just want to win or master and ace this challenge. Then 3, ask yourself, what's the good coming from it? And even if you don't have an answer to that question immediately, after asking it for 2 minutes straight, and I will promise you that, you will have an answer. It will most likely seem super absurd or funny even to you, but you can't help but see a tiny bit of good coming from this challenging situation. Challenge yourself and keep these 3 things in mind and remind yourself of what you can do different about encountering a challenging situation next time you actually do encounter a challenge. Whenever I talk to my friends and they tell me about a challenging situation that they've encountered, they explain the entire situation to me, and immediately after that, they tell me that they already asked themselves, what's the good coming from it? And even if you don't find an answer to this question right away, keep asking yourself, what's the good coming from it? Over and over again, and I promise you, I experienced it myself. You are going to find an answer. And this is most likely going to change a few things in your life. And now my wine glass is empty, and that's already it for today's episode. If you want to share your thoughts or maybe new experiences that you made, then please let me know and feel free to comment or message me on Instagram or Facebook at CORALIEJOWEBER. It's just my name in one big word. And I'm really looking forward to hearing from you and reading your thoughts about this episode. And remember, life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. Adios, amigos.